Art, is there something for fans to look for in the second half of this season, or are they just going to have to wait until maybe next year?
I'm afraid it's 2013 already. Well, Felix is going to pitch in the All-Star game next week, and that'll be about it. The trading deadline will be approaching on July 31st, but the Mariners really have nothing to give up. They have Felix Hernandez, and they're not going to trade him. They have a lot of young guys that they don't want to get rid of yet. So they're sort of dead in the water for doing anything. And I think that being dead in the water is about the worst place you can be. I think these young players that are not performing well, that they put a lot of pressure on, and I'm speaking specifically of second baseman Dustin Ackley, first baseman Justin Smoak, and catcher and DH Jesus Montero, are not ready to deliver, yet the Mariners have invested so much in them, either with high draft picks or trade acquisitions, that they're willing to put training wheels on these guys and put them out there every day. They are not ready. And the problem with not being ready, some people would argue, well, you know, give them a chance, let them play. Right. Well, when you get to the major leagues where you are paid to deliver and you don't, you wind up getting damaged psychologically, and it could wind up crippling a career. It doesn't always happen. Players develop and mature at different paces. A good example in Mariner history is Edgar Martinez. Right. It wasn't until age 27 when Edgar really became who he was. But I can say that with this much losing, and remember that the 17-game losing streak that began a year ago Friday was experienced by these guys, and now they can't hit at Safeco. They have their manager yelling at them all the time. Attendance is dwindling, and each of these players feels a personal responsibility to help solve it. That's way too much on young men who are not ready for that pressure and that burden. And I put this strictly on ownership and management. One of the reasons that it happens is because the Mariners never recover from bad moves. And that was illustrated in the Wednesday loss to Baltimore, in which two former Mariner players, Adam Jones and Chris Tillman, the pitcher, dominated them. And in that trade in 2008, the Mariners have nothing to show for it, giving away these prospects. And of course, Mariner fans lament all the time about the players gone to other teams who become stars elsewhere. Well, teams do that all the time, but the Mariners never make up for their mistakes.
Well, and then you were mentioning those young players who you feel are not really ready for prime time. It seems that the Mariners have either one extreme or the other in the lineup. They've got some older players who they've got a lot of money invested in, and then they're investing perhaps too much in the younger players as well. It seems like they don't have any folks who are right in the middle of the road.
Right. There's no prime time offensive players. They didn't invest the money in it. They've got an $82 million payroll, and it's so unbalanced in the offense that they're losing to teams with much smaller payrolls, like the Padres and the Oakland A's. And that's a result of poor management, just a complete misallocation of resources. And I think any business operated like this would fire the people at the top. But Chuck Armstrong and Howard Lincoln aren't going anywhere for a long time unless the owner in Japan says so. And he hasn't said so.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.